Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio, the industry channel, and today we are with Lucas Rosand from Melia Film, a consulting company on many co-production markets. Hello, Lucas.
Hello, good morning.
So today we are here to talk about the European gap financing co-production market, which took place within the ambit of the Venice Film Market on the 29th and the 30th of August. So it's a new initiative from the Venice Film Market, which is really interesting because its aim is to help the selected projects not to develop themselves and get started, but to actually finish the budget and go to meet their end. So this is quite unusual, and this is something that usually co-production markets forget to deal with. How did this project come up? How did you come to participate into it? And what do you think of the importance of finance, helping projects to get the final financing?
Well, indeed, it's the first edition within this gap financing market. The Venice market has been existing for 3 years already. And it's a market that is mainly dedicated to sales agents and distributors. Of course, there are a lot of other actors of the chain, like producers, directors, DOPs that are attending the market. But the main core of the participants are sales and distributors. And indeed, nowadays there are a lot of co-production markets all over the world, each one of them with their whether territory specialties, genre film, or things like that. And as you said, all of them are usually for the pre-financing of the film. So they are kind of ending their development and having a bit of money from their own country and needed to find international partners to find more money and raise the budget. Indeed, so we had to find some kind of positioning that is different from the others, not to repeat what already exists. And so also knowing that most of the people here are distributors and sales agents that can put private money, because there is also the fact that it's very hard at that stage for gap financing to find some subsidies or government money as usual, as it is done usually on the first stage, you try to look for this money, but you never find enough, of course. So you need to find a bit of private money. And then Venice can really help in that sense, that they are these kind of people that do have private money, that do can invest what we call an MG, a minimum guarantee, in provision of the sales to be done later on. A lot of what we call equity funds, so companies that manage to raise private money with tax incentive system in different countries or rich investors that want to invest in films. Right. Usually it's money that's quite expensive. And so we've invited a lot of those people to attend the market and to meet with the project. How many guests?
Yes.
Oh, I think we invited something like 60 dedicated to the co-production market, plus all the participants of the market, people that, you know, that registered and are here scouting for films or things like that.
Yeah, so you had good response from them.
Pretty much. I mean, we are very happy by the result. Actually, there were much more meetings than what we expected. As a first year, it's not a habit for them. They weren't especially expecting a co-production market here because it's the first time we are doing it. It's also a time of the year where it's very hard to communicate with the industry people because they were on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So everything went a bit late, but No, it went very well. I mean, all the projects had pretty much a full schedule.
Right. Yeah. Can you remind us what the gap financing co-production market consists of? You have 15 projects that are selected and
yes.
presented, panels,
well,
one-on-ones.
Well, we have selected those 15 projects. So one of the rules that they had to add at least 70% of the budget covered. So
right.
because gap financing is really, as you say, the final sprint before you can green light the film, or even some of them had already started their shooting. So for 2 days, we were organizing what we call one-to-one meeting. So we inform all the participants, all the registered people of the market about the project and Then they let us know which project they are interested in, when they would be available, and we pre-organize one-to-one meetings of half an hour. So the people representing their project, they do have their table in a meeting room, and every half an hour a new company is coming to meet them,
right,
so that they can at least have a first formal introduction and present pitch the project, the company present themselves, and then they are all whether cocktails, lunches, dinners, where they can keep on talking on a more informal way and getting to know each other, knowing that if they work together, it's going to be a collaboration for a couple of years. So half an hour is not enough to get to know the person. So there is, of course, some other, what we could call social events for people to get to know each other in a much better way, because then everybody goes back to their country and they might not see each other until the premiere of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very bumpy road to produce a film, so people get to know each other. And within the market, of course, there are other events in parallel to the co-production market.
Mm-hmm.
Panels, a networking session with funds, private screenings. We also had a partnership with Festival Scope, so that people interested in the market could see the previous film of the directors that
right.
we were presenting the project, so that they know their work
mm-hmm.
beforehand, which
yes,
is quite important.
Uh-huh.
What else? I mean, a lot of things happening here, like work in progress screenings for distributors and a lot of things like that.
So can you tell us about, apart from the criteria, which is that these projects must have 50% of their budget already gathered, already in place?
70%.
70,
yes,
sorry. Wow. Yeah, it's the last 30%. Were there other criteria in terms of the maybe content or the way they are composed financially?
Not at all. I mean, it's a European co-production market. So they have to be European. Not meaning that they have to be shot in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, nowadays the nationality of films is quite a complicated issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the nationality of the director, of the production company, the locations, the language, all of this? Well, we consider that if the project is a European initiative, meaning that if the director lives in Europe and the development money has been spent in Europe, we would consider it as a European film. Like, for example, there is a Dutch film that will be shot in Shanghai. We had another project of an Armenian director
mm-hmm.
that is going to shoot in Italy. So nationality is something very ambiguous when it comes to film. Other than that, there were no criteria at all in terms of content or whatever. For us, what is important is that the projects are interesting for the people
mm-hmm.
that we are inviting, which means that, as I said, at that stage, it's mainly private money. So sometimes if you do the selection for projects like for the cinema, which is where it's very art house orientated
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in terms of taste, etc. It's also because the films do have a lower budget. They would be financed on subsidies, etc. So you look more really on the art content, etc. For this kind of market, of course, we are in Venice, so the film has to be of good quality to be able to be in competition here or whatever. But it also has to be attractive for the market.
Right. Do you think that this first initiative, this first co-production market, European Gap Financing, let's remind the name because it's important to really remember that the Venice Film Festival created this project to this year. Do you think that it will find repercussions in other festivals, that there will be broader events to this first event in the future?
In what sense? That some other festival will copy us?
Will you gather again? I hope so. Yeah, we should hope so.
Well, you know, I mean, somehow we copied the other festivals. Nothing is created. There was this, the cinema was created 30 years ago. And then every market all over the world do have a co-production market. So then it's not that we are competing to each other. Nobody is asking for world exclusivity, like the competition of things like that. It's more like we are working end to end with other festivals, and myself, I work for five or six of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, We can only hope that they copy you, because it means that it will have been a successful initiative. Thank you so much for
You're
being with
welcome.
Us today, Luca Rosant. This was Benedicto Pro for Fred Film Radio Industry Channel.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.